אבינו שבשמיים, wants us to come into this time of the year with a pizmaim that we say, that we're going to say soon, Bezah Hashem. B'maytsoi menucha, kidam nucha, t'chil. B'maytsoi menucha, kidam nucha, t'chil. Mitzoy Shabbos. Mitzoy Menucha. Time of Mitzoy Shabbos. Kidam Nucha, we rush to you. We come to you right away. Hat Oznucha Mimoroim Yoyeshev Tehila. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to us from Shemayim. Yoyeshev Tehila. Hashem is Yoshev Tehila. He's waiting to hear our tefillahs. He's waiting to hear our songs. I first want to say, I don't know if Yaakov is here. Yaakov Hagler is here now. He's here. So Yaakov, we wait the whole year to hear your songs. And we should meet Hashem for many, many years to come. And Hashem is Baruch has revealed to us through the Tzaddikim that there's something special that we, the Bnei Ashkenaz, we have a minig that we begin Slichas Motzei Shabbos. And there are many, many explanations why Davka Motzei Shabbos, besides the simple pshat, but there are many reasons that we have in the Svar Makadoshim. Why Davka Matzei Shabbos? But each and every one of us feels that B'maytsoi Menucha Kidam Nucha Tchila is telling us that this itself is the Nekuda HaPnim, is the inner point of a Jew beginning this journey of this time of the year, that it must begin Maitzoi Shabbos, the Maitzoi Menucha. That's how Slichas begins. The Maitzoi Menucha. And why is that? And why doesn't it just say in the Pizmin, B'moitzai Shabbos, Kidam Nucha Tchil. Motzei Shabbos, we come to you, we run to you. Motzei Shabbos. Why Motzei Menucha? And again, it can't be that it's just, it sounds nicer, it's better, it's more poetic to say, B'moitzai Menucha, Kidam Nucha Tchil. So we have to say that there are two types of Jews who have done things against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we call, I don't use the word, but chaitim, people who have sinned. There are two types of Jews who have sinned. Two types of chaitim. There's Lo Aleinu, there's a Jew who, for whatever reason, is involved in some kind of a merit, some type of a rebellion against the Borei Olam, against the Creator. Ein pachad Elokim l'neged einav. He's not afraid of Hashem. He's thrown that all. He's thrown that completely off of his shoulders and out of his life. He sins in a reckless way without feeling the slightest guilt or remorse. Bekitzer, it doesn't bother him at all. L'ichpes le'klal. Doesn't bother him at all. But there's another type of a Jew who also sins. And it could be as far as the sins that are committed, that they're very similar to the sins of that first person. But there's a very big difference. There's a universe between them. The second person is filled with emun. It's filled with faith. And the whole tshuka, the deepest longing of his heart is to be an Eilech Yid, is to be a good, God-fearing, honest Jew, an upright Jew. The Yitzhahara has pulled him time after time. The taivas, desires, and Poshet, he feels that he doesn't have the strength to be misguided. He doesn't have the strength to overcome that Koyach HaMoyshech of the Yetzer. And B'Sha'as HaChet, this second type of a Jew, B'Sha'as HaChet, at the time that he's doing the Aveira, Lo Aleinu, at the time that he's doing the Chet, and even more so, following the Chet, after the sin, his heart is shattered, is broken into a million pieces, that he's not able once again, he wasn't able once again, he failed. And he couldn't overcome that taiva of the Yetzer. And because of that, even B'Sha'as HaChet itself, at the time that he was doing the Aveira, he was already dreading the aftershock of the Aveira, ad kidei kach, to such a degree, that he didn't even have true hana, true deep pleasure during the Aveira itself. He couldn't really have the pleasure that he was expecting when he was filled with that taiva before he did the Aveira. But B'Sha'as Maisa, the heart is already breaking. And because of that, the pleasure, the hana that he was anticipating has already been spoiled in anticipation of the misery, of the tzebrochenkeit, of the brokenness, that he knows 100%, 100%, is going to follow the Aveir. And Achal Pich, even though during the Aveir itself, it's already not Gishmak, and during the Aveir itself, he already knows clearly what's going to be. He's not going to be able to live with himself. He's going to be disgusted with his life. And Afal Pichin, this second Jew, doesn't have the koyach to be mezgaber. He can't. He can't stop himself. One time, a number of years ago, we learned together Pasuk in Tehillim, in Lamed Ches. There David HaMelech says, Hashem, negdecha kol ta'avasi. Hashem, all my desire is before you. Kol ta'avasi, Hashem, negdecha kol ta'avasi. Rabbi Hashem, you see that taiva, that desire that's inside of me. Neidecha kol ta'avosi. Va'anchosi mimcha le'nistar. Va'anchosi mimcha le'nistar, that my sighing, an anochi means a cracks. Va'anchosi mimcha le'nistar, that my sighing is not hidden from you. Says Nisra HaKadoshim, that this is what David HaMelech was saying. You know, David HaMelech, Hekim Olish HaTshuva, David HaMelech was the one who taught us how to say Slichas. Before there was such a thing as Slichas, He taught us how to say slichus. So what's David HaMelech saying? He's saying this. He's saying, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the emes is choyte u'peisheya ani. The truth is that I am a sinner. And you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, aboichen klayis v'leiv. You know, nobody else knows, but you know, Hashem negducho kol ta'avosi, kol ta'avosi. Master of the universe, you know, nobody else knows like you, kol ta'avosi, the filth that's inside of me. But Rabbeinu Shel Olam, gam anchosi mimcha lo nistara. You, the same God who knows, no one else, you know the taiva that's destroying my life. The taiva that's breaking me apart. You, the Baruch Shalom, the same God, you know. Gaman Chosi Mimchola Nistara, you know my krechs. You know my sigh, even though nobody else can hear it. You know that I'm not happy being this way. You know that even b'shas ma'aseh, I'm sighing, I'm krechsing. I'm miserable that I'm in this matzav again, that I've lost another battle, another year. So even though Hashem negdecha kol ta'avasi, even though Rabbeinu Shalom, you know the magnitude of the filth inside of me. Kol ta'avasi. But v'anchosi mimcha le'nistar. But you also the only one that knows how sick it makes me. How I don't want to live my life being this person. You know, many times over the years I've mentioned, and you're going to hear this time of the year, we always talk about the Kedushas Levi, just to say his name, brings a hashpois of rachamim into the world. I believe Yitzhak ben Sarasash has schusi again in a kol Yisrael. You know, many of you have heard, that it was the custom of the Heilige Baditshever that when people would come to him, a Baal Simcha would come in Baditshev, every time there was a Simcha, the Baal Simcha would go personally to the Kedushas Levi to invite him to the wedding, to invite him to the Simcha, whatever it was. They would come, the person, the Baal Simcha would come to the Baditshev. And everybody knew that when they would come to the Baditshev, he would start to clap his hands, he was very happy, it's a Simcha. And he would always ask, are you going to make a very nice seuda? Do you plan a good meal? Is it going to be a nice meal? As if to say, if it will be a deluxe meal, I'll come. But if it's schwach, if it's not so good, like you know you have different madregas, you can get different halls, different madregas of caterers and so on. So as if the Baditshever was saying that if it's good, if it sounds good, I'll be there. But if not, so the Olam used to hear this time after time. And everybody in Baditshev and everybody in the world knew that the Kedushas Levi was a Malach Elokim. It was a Malach Elokim that didn't care about this world, other than what Kavod Shemayim can be brought into this crazy world. But a meal. And yet anybody who came to Baditshev, he used to ask, what kind of a sin, what are you going to make? What are you having? What's the meal? So finally there was a Baal Simcha that had enough courage, or he was crazy enough, to actually ask the Kedushas Levi, Rabbi, I don't understand. What's the nafkimin if there's this meal or that meal? That the Rebbe is asking me, am I making a suda? No, a nice suda. It's an afkin. said, the Ditch Vasuk, because I'll tell you something. I once had an inyan with the evil one, with the Satan, with the Samach Mem. I saw once, a few days before Rosh Hashanah, the Baditshiva said, I saw once that the Samach Mem, the evil one, had a smirk on his face, and he was running with a big, big bed, a big pack. And I, Levi Yitzchak, asked him, I stopped the evil one, the Satan, and I asked him, what do you have over there? What's in the peck? So he said, Levi Yitzchak, what do you think I have here? I have a collection of all the Averis of Klal Yisrael from this past year, and the business this year was very good. And the B'ditchma said, I'll tell you what I said to him. I said to him, it could be that in that bag you have a big collection of Averis. But I want to tell you something. There isn't a Jew in the world, not one of those people who did any of those Averis, who ever invited his friends for Sudas Avera after he did the Avera. I never heard that a Jew should invite people to make a special catered meal for an Avera that he did. So B'ditcher said that ever since then, in order that I should have a time, because I told this Satan, but when you see, when it comes to mitzvahs, a seyim, a bar mitzvah, a chasna, a bris, when it's a mitzvah, then you didn't make big, delicious meals. Because that's what they really want, that's what makes them happy. So ever since then, I'm careful that when someone comes to tell me that he's making a simcha, I just like to ask, is the attacker going to be a suda by the mitzvah? Hashem neiducho kol ta'avosi, this second Jew. He's not happy with his aveiros. He doesn't make a siyum for finishing up an aveiro that he wanted to do. He doesn't invite friends and family, photographers and musicians for aveiros. He's embarrassed. V'anchosi mimcho loy nistaru, Rabbi Shalom, you're the only one, you know, you hear the krechs. The parasha that we're just now entering into describes the life of the first Yid, the terrible life of that first Jew. It says in Pasuk, "V'hoyu b'shama yis divrei ha'ol ha'zois." There's such a thing as a Jew who, after hearing all of the terrible curses, what we heard today, and then there's more. After hearing is for all hazois, v'izbarach b'levavai leima shalom yeli, he blesses himself in his heart. V'izbarach b'levavai leima shalom yeli, everything's fine. Shalom yeli, there's peace inside of me. I don't want you to think that I'm in the slightest bit worried, upset, or nervous about my life of sin. Sholom yeli ki b'shrivus li b'eilech. I walk in the stubbornness of my heart. He's proud of it. B'shrivus li b'eilech. Sholom yeli. I have complete sholom inside of me. The chait, my chatoi, my sins, they don't rattle me. My sins don't shake my self-confidence. My sins don't ruin the fun that I'm having. They don't affect my attitude, my feelings, my thoughts. I'm having a bliss, I'm enjoying them. Ki b'shrirus sholem yeli, ki b'shrirus li b'eilek. V'zborach b'levav aleima. I have menucha. I'm not at all torn by my aveiros. I'm not split. I'm not broken. I'm in a place of peace, of tranquility. And in order to prove that this first type of a Jew, lo aleinu, has all kinds of terutzim to explain. Because the person he's saying this to looks at him with a little bit of wonder. And he explains this, Yid says, you know what? I have all kinds of sveikis and emunah. When it says, when they look at the children, but that Hashem made 10 plagues and God made 10 plagues, it's very, very strange. And anyway, everybody knows that it's not found clearly in Egyptian history. And even if it is, you know that there are all kinds of problems with locusts that they have in that neighborhood. And even if the Rabbi Shalom made such a thing with the, even if the, no, Rabbi Shalom, but there's no Rabbi Shalom, even if there's with the water, that something happened with the water, everybody knows that on that day, at that time, there's a very low tide, and even a short person can make it through the Yam Suf. And he says, I have all these things rolling around in my head since I'm a little kid. And not only that, I'll tell you something else. I had a Rebbe in first grade. He's 75, 80 years old. And he's still eating chametz on Pesach from that first Rebbe. He says, I had a Rebbe in first grade. I had a terrible experience with that Rebbe. And he turned me off to Yiddishkeit. And I can't believe that any of this is true because this happened and that happened. I saw people with bids and payers, and I saw them that they weren't honest, or they did this aveira, they did that aveira. A kitzur, this person, the person of Shalom Yieli Kibishvirus Li Bielech, he says, I'm not bothered, I have no guilt, I have no regret, I have no remorse, I don't believe in any of it. I used to have sveikis, and I don't believe in it, and I had terrible experiences, and you think that the religious people are worse, and they're worse, I'm a nice guy, and the religious people are not such nice people, and they do this, and they do that, everything that he has in the book, he has an encyclopedia of all kinds of excuses and explanations that will permit him to continue in his life of filth without feeling any guilt or remorse. And every single thing that he says is only lahargiya es atzmai, to calm himself down. So he should be able to continue in it with a life of sholem yieli, zehu. Doesn't bother me at all. Sholem yieli. So the Torah says a very scary thing about this Jew. It says in the Torah, Layoiva Hashem Sloyach Lai. Layoiva Hashem Sloyach Lai means that Slichas are not for this guy. Layoiva Hashem Sloyach Lai. Don't bother coming to Slichas. And he wouldn't come to Slichas. Maybe if he loves Chazonis, he'll come. But otherwise, Layoiva Hashem Sloyach Lai. He's not going to go to Slichas. He's not interested in Slichas, and he doesn't feel that he needs forgiveness. He's not asking for forgiveness. I have nothing to be forgiven for because the Pshat and the Gemara I never understood anyway, and because of A, B, C, past Z, that I'm not a ma'amin and I don't care about it, it doesn't bother me. So I'm not going to Slichas. And the Torah says, Layeva Hashem Sloyach. Slichas weren't written for this guy, and he doesn't care about Slichas. All this guy wants is shalom and menuche, quiet and tranquility. He doesn't want the unpleasantness of saying Lucha Hashem Atzdoke V'lonu Boishes upon him Nachbis Adrachedim and Akurim Nashuva Eilecha Chaposi Avisi Poshati Kel Moli Rachamim. He doesn't want any of that unpleasantness to disturb the comfortable life that he finally found for himself after he got rid of yeshiva and got rid of the guilt. And he doesn't listen, he doesn't hear anymore the Zayda, the Bobby with their things, Tefillin or Shabbos and Mitzvahs and Pesach, finished. There isn't one person in this Medrash and all the other Bat Midrashim, they're saying Slichas now. There isn't one person who fits into that description of Bishrius Li Bielech, Sholem Yieli. There isn't one person that's like that. Vaharaya, we're all here. And even though Yaakov Hagler is a great Balfili, he's not that great. We're all here. Every one of us is here. Every one of us is here because every one of us feels be'emes, as it says in Pasuk, Ein shalom ba'ad somai b'pnei chatosi. Ein shalom, I have no peace, but somehow in my bones, in the essence of who I am, but nechatosi because of my sin. Each and every person here and in all the other Bate Midrashim whose legs carry them to shul for sliches. Each and every one is a not gather of the second Jew. That the Rebbeinu Shlom, my krechts, my cry, my brokenheartedness is not hidden from you. You know what I've done. And I'm so embarrassed and humiliated. And you know, and you alone know, that I'm not happy with this. And I don't want to live my life out this way. And each and every one who's here, and in every Bes Medrash, we yidna gathered now for Slichas. Each and every person wants to be be'emes toiv, to be really good. Each and every person here in every Bes Medrash wants to leave the world being pure and being holy, everyone. Each and every person here has no menuch, has no peace. Thinking back over the failures of this past year and remembering further back the low points of life. And that's maybe why we begin Slichas for those words, the Pizmin. We begin the Pizmin. The first pismah we begin in such a way. After resting on Shabbos, after being able to be in such a place of tranquility, of menucha, of oinig, after Shabbos, we pick ourselves up and we come to say Slichas. And we say, Bairei Karl Alamim, B'maitzai Menucha, Kidam Nucha Tchila. B'maitzai Menucha, we say, Rabbi Shalom, Omnam, it's true. Chatasi, Avisi, Poshati, it's true. That I'm here again, and this year didn't turn out in any way, didn't turn out the way that I said it would, by Ni'ila, the way that I promised it would. And in many ways, this year was worse than earlier years. And therefore the truth is that as far as the Midas HaDin is concerned, I don't really have a schus. I'm unworthy to come to you again and to stand before you. And therefore, Kedalu Mecheroshim Defaknu Dlasecha, I'm embarrassed, I'm humiliated like a poor person, knocking on the door, I'm embarrassed, scratching on the door. But Rabbi Shalom, you also know. The Maitzai Menucha. Listen carefully, the Maitzai Menucha means, you know, Rabbi Shalom, that whole thing that I was doing on Shabbos, like I didn't have a care in the world and everything's gevaldik, and my biggest problem is that someone should wake me up for Mincha. Rabbi Shalom, you know that I haven't had menucha since I'm a little child. And all the menucha of my life has gone away from me. The Maitzoy Menucha. The Maitzoy Menucha means, from that time in my life that I can remember, that I began to wonder, I began to question, I began to wander away from you. From that time in my life that I began to listen to that part of me that schlepped me to the wrong places, the wrong people. From that time in my life, Rabbi Shalom, you know, from that time that all the tmimis, all the sweetness and innocence that I had when I was little, from that first time that it left me, I have no menucha. B'maitzoy menucha. I remember once there was a woman that told me, I told this to the Chevra, in the Chabura, I think, a few years ago, but there was a very choshev, a very, very choshev person with a lot of Yerushalayim, and she was raised in a very tumimistic way. And you know that every person has a friend that's called a friend, but not really a friend. And so she had some friend that kept on saying, come with me to the movie, come with me to the movies, come with me, because she was raised clean, mamish, clean, without any of this. And she's now already a person that's, I think, already in her 40s. And she said that friend convinced her, and she said, no, I'll go this one time. And she said that she had never been before to a movie, and there was something there that was disgusting on the screen, and she saw it for a second, and she ran out from the theater crying. And she said that was many, many years ago, I was a teenager. And she said to me, Rebbe, since that time, I haven't had peace. And it was 5 seconds. She ran out to Tzadikus. The Maitsoi Menucha. In other words, what we're saying is, Rabbi Shalom, I want to tell you something. It's taki true. Tavosi, Hashem, Negdecha Tavosi, you know my Taiv is called Tavosi, my Taiv, you know. And you know that I stuck around more than 5 seconds in the movie. But I want to tell you something, Rabbi Shalom, I want to say this because I need to say this, even though you know it. I'm not a person who feels Shalom Yiyeli, Kibishrius Li Bielek. I don't feel at peace being this way. Mitzoy Menucha, I have no Menucha. Whatever Menucha I had is Mitzoy Menucha. It left me many years ago. I'm not a person of Bishrirus, Libyeilete, I go with a stubborn heart. I live in this world with a broken heart, not with a stubborn heart. But I'm a big Baltaiva, and I don't know how to control that, and therefore I give in. But every single time that I do that, I'm like the person that the Gemara describes in Brochus, that we spoke many times about, Ganva Pumach Tarte Rachmonikar. What it means? It means that a Yiddish Ganv, there's such a thing as a person, he's going to steal. That means he waited for the time to steal. It means that he was checking out that house and nobody's on the block, and it was the right time. And he went to steal. And it says in the Gemara that Ganva Pumach Tarata Rachmonikari. It means that while he's sneaking around to go steal, he's screaming out, Rabbanu Shalom, Rachmonikari. What's he screaming, Rabbanu Shalom? But he's screaming to Rabbanu Shalom, stop me! Help me, I don't want to do this. I'm a ganav. I don't want to be a ganav. That's how we do aveiros. Not like the first guy. Sholem yeli b'shrius li b'yelev. Ganav apumachtar terachmon ekarya. Ki negdo Hashem nebucho kol ta'avos yivan chosim imcho. Loi nistorum. When I was creeping around, I was crashing every second. I can't believe I'm here again. I can't believe I'm doing this again. I swore to you and I swore to myself I wouldn't be a ganav anymore. I wouldn't do this affair anymore. And I'm crying out to you. And nobody would take me seriously. Maybe they'll catch me, but they won't catch me. You know, I want to get caught already. Mela, since that's who I am, it's not chalila an excuse to ever do anything wrong. But because an chosim imchalay nistar, I'm able to come again, nachasliches, again. Like one of the tzaddikim said, it's wrong, you didn't have an expression, I'm going to say slichas. We should really say, I'm going to beg slichas. Not to say slichas. So we have the right to come knock on your door again. and to ask you for forgiveness. Because you didn't write in your Torah that pasuk, La Yoiva Hashem Sloyach Lo, you didn't write it about a guy like me. You didn't write that a guy like me shouldn't come to Slichus. And therefore we say, as we continue in the Pizman, we say, Hat Oznecha Nimorim Yoishev Tehila. Hashem, lean down and listen to me. Yoishev Tehila, the one who waits for my tefillas. Yoishev Tehila, you're still waiting to hear from a guy like me after all these years, after all these slichas, after all of my failures. You're still waiting. Hat Oznecha Mimorim Yoishev Tehila. That the Bnei Shalom's Yoishev Tehila, he's still waiting for us. He still wants to hear from us, our slichas. It's amazing. What a Bnei Shalom we have. He still wants to hear our slichas. Ritzei asirosam ba'omdam ba'leilois. Go on in the Pizman. Ritzei asirosam. Hashem, accept our tefillas. Our asir means our begging. Ba'omdam ba'leilois, as we stand here in the night, we begin slichas at night. Because we're saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, it's such a hester upon him in the world. It's such a long and dark night that you put us in. These last few minutes before the Shachar, before the dawn of redemption. It's so dark. We'd say, Asirosim ba'omdam ba'leilois. We begin, Maitsoi menucha. Ba'omdam ba'leilois, in the darkness of the night. But I came here, Slichas, to tell you, Baruch Shalom, it still hurts me. I'm not that first guy. I'm the second guy that David HaMelech was talking about. It still hurts me. I still care. And therefore I'm asking you, Pnei na el ha-tlo'ois, va'al lachato'ois. Look at the tlo'ois. Tlo'ois means look at the tsaris. Look at my tsaris. Look at the tsaros of the Jewish people. Va'al chatois, and not their sins. The biggest sorrow of all is that I'm sebrochet. I'm brokenhearted. That's my biggest sorrow. There was a tzaddik that told me recently, one of the chevre told me recently, that he has to go sometimes business, he goes out of town. And when he goes out of town, he's by himself, and he's in a hotel. And because of that, he's nimshach, he's drawn to turning on the television and to seeing things that a person shouldn't see. And the last time he said this to me just a little while ago, the last time that he was there, that he had to go out of town, and he came to the hotel room. He wanted to take a knife and to cut the wires of the television, then he was going to say, the next morning or whatever, they were going to cut from the desk, they were going to say, what happened to you over there? So he was going to say that, whatever, I'm a meshugan, I cut the wires. And to pay for whatever that cost. Pnei no el hatois, el hatlois, va'al hatois, what a yid is. He's not beshrivisli bi'eilech. Shalom lo yeli mitzoy menucha. I don't want to be this way. And therefore, the biggest sorrow of all is my inability to deal with those wires being plugged in because I don't know how to overcome that. And the agnes nefesh and the sadness that follows, and I feel even while I'm doing it. V'tzadek tzayakecha. Therefore, Baruch Shalom, tzadek, find something good to say. Acquit. V'tzadek tzayakecha, those who scream out to you. That b'chol zois and af al piche, I'm still screaming out to you, I'm still calling out to you. I'm asking you for help. I'm asking you that God is going into the hotel room. Help me to have, give me the koiches not to turn this on. Give me the koiches to tear myself away. In al tashlichayim ufanecha, v'ruach kodshecha al tikach mimen. There's a maisa that happened. Once at night, there were some chassidim that were sitting in the Bes Medrash, and they were saying over Sipuri Maisiyas, Sipuri Tzadikim. Chassidim were telling over stories of Tzadikim in Bes Medrash. And suddenly, the Divrei Chaim, Zchus HaGeulah, the Divrei Chaim came into the Bes Medrash. And they felt a little bit embarrassed that maybe they should have been talking and learning. And the Rechaim asked, what are you talking about? What are you Isaac in? What Gemara are you learning? And they looked at each other, and the most courageous one over there said, Rabbi, the truth is we're not learning. We're telling over Meisim from Tzadik. So the Rechaim, I know this is going to sound strange to those who are not familiar with the stories of Tzadik. But the Rechaim stood there. And he took out a pipe that he had, and he began to smoke this pipe. So there were tzaddikim in those days, that it was a big avoida of k'tayris, a certain inyan by tzaddikim, when they went into a very high madrega, a little bit, we can't understand, that's why I'm even afraid to say you shouldn't make fun, because we don't understand. But the tzaddik would go into such a place, like Lifnei V'Lifnim on Yom Kippur, when there was that cloud of the k'tayris. The Divrei Chaim stood there for some time, and the Chassidim were just watching, and the Divrei Chaim was in this cloud. And then he said the following. Listen carefully. The Divrei Chaim said this. There's a certain bird, he said, in the world. It's not here where we live in Poland. But there's a bird in the world, and he said it's called a pa. I don't know what the bird is, maybe a peacock, something like that, but it's called a pa. It was created in a very wondrous way. It has feet that are disgusting, that are always covered with horrible cuts and scabs, and filled with its own filth, its own schmutz, its own dirt, refish, tit, mamish, disgusting feet. But this very same bird, this amazing bird that Hashem made in the world called the pa, that this bird has the most magnificent wings. It has wings of the most beautiful, beautiful colors. And they're so unbelievably graceful and beautiful that wings on this bird. Then the Divrei Chaim was quiet a little bit, and then he continued and said that when that bird looks at its feet, the shoreshim is boinin beragel, if it says in the sefer that I saw this. When it looks at its feet, nismalei ba'atzvus gedoyle v'yeyush. Of course, the Rebbe said in Yiddish, that says in the Sefer, that this bird, when it looks at its feet, it's filled with such loathing and disgust. Yeyush, sadness and despair. Ad shemoye is mamish b'chayev, till it no longer wants to be in this world, doesn't want to live. Ad shekemat meis mitzar v'yeyush, till it almost dies, because of this feeling of yeyush, of tzar, of anguish and of disgust with itself. When it looks at its feet, avol berega ha'achroim The Divrei Chaim said at the last moment before he's about to die of anguish, at the last moment, Nizkar, he remembers, Knofov Hanifloim. He remembers that he has the most beautiful wings. Umbachapel Raglov Imaknafayim, and he takes these beautiful wings and he covers his feet. Umiyad Choizer Elov Chiyusa. And Miyad, when he covers his feet with his wings, his life, his desire to live is restored, it comes back to him. So the Chaim says the same thing with a Jew. That when a Jew thinks of how disgusting his matzav is, a matzav ha-shofa, atzeroitze mamish lomus chasu sholoim, miroiv tzar v'yeish, to the point that he wants mamish to die, miroiv tzar, because of his great anguish, and his great feeling of yeish, of despair, that I'll never ever change, look at me. And when he looks at his sins, when he looks at his feet, the Yid wants to die. V'kasha nizka b'sipushal tzadik, that when he hears what a Jew really is, when he hears what a Jew can be, when he hears about how beautiful the wings are of a Jew, of amach kulam tzadikim, choyze l'chiyusay, his life returns to him. V'misnoitzeitz boi ba'atzmai, zik v'nitzoitz, shall tikva, then suddenly a spark of hope comes back to him. The chai, and he lives. When we come to say slichus, we're takadalim in Russia. We're poor. But it says, he said it just a few hours ago in the Nishmas, in Davening. Dalam and Rashi, we say in Davening, Shavas Aniyim, the cry of the poor people. Ata Tishma Rashi, you listen to the cries of people who admit that they're poor. Who are not like the first guy, Sholem Yili. You listen to the crying of those who are poor, who are Mitzoy Menuchin the Geidin. Shavas Aniyim, Ata Tishma, Tzakas Hadal, Takshiv Vesay Shia. You hear the scream and the yell of the anim and of tzakas adal, of the one who is impoverished, you listen to, and you save that person. The Sforim tell us, it says in Tillim, Ashrei, 41st capital, Ashrei maskil el dal. Ashrei maskil el dal means, fortunate and happy is the one who thinks about the poor people. Ashrei maskil al dal. B'yom ro yimalteyu Hashem. That when it comes to a bad day, Hashem will save that person who thinks about the poor. Ashrei maskil al dal. Happy is the Jew who at this time of the year is able to think honestly. Ashrei maskil al dal. And he's able to admit that he's takeh dal. He's takeh poor. And El Dal, it says in the Sforim, Maske El Dal is the oisiest, Ani le doidi doidi li. El Dal. Maske El Dal, Ani le doidi and doidi li. For that person who's able to say, my feet are covered with mud. My feet are covered with scabs, with cuts from this world. From the wires of the television that I didn't cut. From all of the things that I've been through in this world, ba'om da ba'leilois, in this long night, from this past year and the years before that, b'chol zayis maskil al dal, b'yom ro'im al teyu Hashem, shavas aniim ata tishma. You promise that you listen when a person admits that what Kedalim Kiroshim, the fact that he's poor, that he has disgusting feet, that he's ruined because of all the things of the past, and he admits that. That Rebbeinu, you promised Takshiv Teshia, that you're going to listen, and you're going to help each and every one of us. And therefore, Maskil Al Dal means, El Dal Ani Le Doidi, and Doidi Li, I am poor. And here we are again after all these years. But Doi Di Li. And the Divine Shalom's love for each and every one of us hasn't stopped. The Avoscha Al Kosim Imenu Lo'ilom never will stop. And that gives us the Hischazkis. It gives us the Hischazkis. To remember that despite all of the darkness and the dirtiness of our lives, we have still gewaldige, most beautiful wings in the world. The most beautiful wings. And therefore we have that right to come once again and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishmoy al harina vel hatfila, to hear our davening, to hear our crying out to Him. It was once Masai Shabbos of Slichus, and the Triska Magid was sitting in his house and was learning. And one of his grandsons came and said, "How come Zaidi's not coming into the Bismedrus to say Slichus? It's already time for Slichus. And the Olam is waiting for the Rebbe to come, for Zaidi to come." And Triska Magid asked his grandson, "Are you ready?" And the grandson answered, "Zaidi's not ready. Zaidi's not ready." And the Triska Magid said, "It's in the Sefer Sifsei Tzadikim." The Triska Magid said, "Bevadai, bevadai she'eini muchan. I'm not ready to go into Slichus. Because how could I go into Slichus and say, L'cha Hashem atztok irbon shalom, that you're right, that everything that you've done to our people this past year is 100% good, L'cha Hashem atztok ir. V'ani yedei says, she'ein adav ha'kein. K'alei nir v'oilam shagam kashi yesh lo'av bein sheno hogan. Adi rabbi hu meitiv imay b'ahav v'lach zirei lo'av. Because we know that the Bereshit made the world in such a way that even if a father has the worst son in the world, the father loves him, and the father tries other rabbi to do better, to give him nicer things, and to be kinder to him, so this way to bring him back to him." So Triska Magid said, "Ubefrat shani yedei shebnei Yisrael be'emes toivim v'yisharim." The Triska Magid said, "And besides that, I know that be'emes Jews are good. So I don't feel ready to go in to say L'cha Hashem Atztoker. My Yesh Hashem is Baruch Alayim. What does the Baruch Shalom have with them?" And then he was quiet and he started to cry. And he stood up from his chair and he said, "Afal Pichain, V'lonu Baishas Aponim. Nevertheless, I'm embarrassed." And that's emes, and that's the truth. Let's go say slichas. Rabbi Shalom is saying again, we don't have the nerve to say what Triska Magid said. But there have been a lot of tzaros, a lot of things. And we all believe, just like the Triska Magid did a million times more than us, L'cha Hashem Atztoker, but we were children. And it's hard, and the night has gotten darker. But we come back to Slichus because we know that the truth is L'cha Hashem Atztoker. V'lonu Baishas Aponim. And as long as we can say those words, Hat Oznecha, we know that you're listening. And we know that one day, you're going to grab each and every one of us. We don't know when and how, but one day you're going to grab each and every one of us by the head and show us the wings that you gave us. So we stop looking at the floor, stop looking at the horrible feet that are stuck in the filth, and that you'll grab us by the head and show us the wings that we have. And we'll finally be able to fly, fly the way that we want to, be'emes, to be close to you, and to fly to Yerushalayim, to your city, to be with all of your children, who after all of these years turn to you, who after all of these years haven't forgotten you. Al tishkachayim. And don't forget us. that each and every one of us and each and every Jew in the world should be nechta v'nechtam b'sifrim shal tzadikim la'alta l'chaim toivim, and we should be zeichet as Hashem, not only l'shmer l'arvina l'tfila, but to hear the sounds of shnas gulay ba, Mashiach has come, with gulay shnei v'amitis, v'hem yamin amen v'amin.